Good evening. I hope you'll excuse me if I appear a trifle excited, but I've just come into possession of a cure for insomnia. It comes in capsule form. For best results, they must be taken internally. Here is the handy applicator. It is an amazingly simple device. An idiot can operate it, and indeed many do.
Thank you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to A Day at the Beach, or should I say A Night at the Beach? Happy Halloween, everybody. It's Halloween 2011. My name is Clint Beachwood, and this is the Halloween special for this year. Started things off with a little tribute to Alfred Hitchcock, playing his theme song, and then followed that up with a tribute to that song done by the Pyronauts called Iron Board, and followed that up with a couple, it's a sort of a little medley of Hitchcock theme songs called Psycho by Lycan the Cosmonauts. Comes from their Instruments of Terror CD. Psycho is a combo of the themes from Psycho and Vertigo. And up next, Gene and the Grave Robbers is going to do a song called The Haunted House. And speaking of Norman Bates and Psycho, Ed Gein, where the Gein and the Grave Robbers take their name, he was the inspiration for the real live, true-to-life inspiration for Norman Bates of the movie Psycho. So, and if you're not familiar with Alfred Hitchcock's work, which I understand probably a lot of the younger audience of this show may not be, but boy, that's something you need to get into and at least check out some of the classics like Psycho and Rear Window and North by Northwest, things like that. One of the movie theaters downtown San Diego was showing some of the Hitchcock films on the big screen just recently, and we went down and saw Rear Window. It was really great. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, let's get into some of these things. Like I said, I'm going to start off with Gene and the Grave Robbers from their Songs in the Key of Evil CD. We're going to hear The Haunted House. Should be a fun show. Got a lot of fun things planned for it. We'll see how things go, okay? Check it out. Happy Halloween, everybody.
High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such myths. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return.
We'll be right back. spite of our mechanical magnificence, if it were not for this continuous stream of motor impulses, we would collapse like a bunch of broccoli.
That's a funny looking thing. What is it? Hey, I'm talking to you. What is it?
You'll see and don't touch.
Frankenstein.
You're putting me on.
No, it's pronounced Frankenstein.
Do you also say Frederick?
No, Frederick.
Well, why isn't it Frederick Frankenstein?
It isn't. It's Frederick Frankenstein.
I see.
You must be Igor.
No, it's pronounced Igor.
But they told me it was Igor.
Well, they were wrong then, weren't they?
Attention, everybody. We're going to roll back the carpet and have an old-fashioned monster shindig. So, all you card-carrying monsters, grab a ghoul friend and get ready to do a twist, a surf, a wild watusi, a frug, or a swingin' holly-golly.
We'll be right back.
Werewolf.
Werewolf?
There.
What?
There, wolf. There, castle.
Why are you talking that way?
I thought you wanted to.
So, this is Dr. Diablo's place, huh?
It's pretty creepy down here.
Yeah, this place definitely gives me the creeps, just the way I like it.
Baron, can you even see where we're going?
I can't see much, I can smell something.
I think I see something.
Oh. What's making that noise? Did you hear
see
that?
Very bad feeling about this.
Thank you.
I am Frau Blücher.
Welcome back. My name's Clint. This is the Halloween special for 2011. Hope you're having a great Halloween wherever you might be. We just heard from Jason Lee and the Riptides with She Fell Asleep from their Blood on the Beach CD. Before that, the Ghastly Ones doing Diablo's theme from their A Haunting We Will Go-Go CD. What a great Halloween CD that is. Eddie Angel did Werewolf from his Guitar Party CD. The Sir Finks did Weird Beard from the CD Instrumentals in the Key of Boss. The Messerchups, first time I think I've ever played a Messerchup song. We heard Diabolique's Boogie, or is it just Diabolique Boogie? That's what it is. The CD's called Crazy Price, and that takes us back to Gene and the Grave Robbers. My name is Clint. It's Halloween. It's a scary time of year. It's certainly getting colder here on the north side of the equator. And the days are getting shorter, aren't they? Anyway, let's continue with the fun. This is the Day at the Beach, number 38.
Would the doctor care for a brandy before retiring?
No. Thank you.
Some warm milk?
Perhaps. No, thank you very much. No thanks.
Ovaltine.
Nothing. Thank you.
Thank you.
What a filthy job.
Could be worse.
How?
Could be raining.
Clatu ferrata nictu.
Clatu ferrata nictu. Okay.
Thank you.
you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Thank you.
Well, this is your old dad of the podcast bringing you a bunch of Halloween songs here. Hope you're enjoying them. Those were the Mutants just now. I haven't played a song by the Mutants in years. But anyway, that was HV Horror 13 from their CD, Death Race 3000. The Defiant Ones before that with Pitch Black from their Super Secret Disaster CD. The Vivisectors from Russia with Black Angel from their Halloween special CD called Happy Halloween. Satan's Pilgrims with Haunted House of Rock from Plymouth Rock. And Los Seafinks did Keep Thinking from a CD called Let's Get Weird. This is Clint Beachwood. It's the Day at the Beach podcast, number 38. It's the Halloween special for 2011. Hope you're enjoying it. Kind of a fun time of year, isn't it?
I'll never forget my old dad. When these things would happen to him, the things he'd say to me.
What did he say?
What the hell are you doing in the bathroom day and night? Why don't you get out of there and give someone else a chance? What is this? Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte. Mmm! Oh, do you like it? I'm not partial to desserts myself, but this is excellent. Who are you talking to? To you. You just made a yummy sound, so I thought you'd like the dessert. We'll be right back.
It's alive! It's alive!
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tray then.
The day that there was born a Frankenstein.
Thank you. She devils. Delivery here for Phil Dirt.
Yeah!
Well, that'll do it. I hope you enjoyed the Halloween show this time around. Just heard the Ultras doing Trick or Treat. That comes from a CD put out by Phil Dirt and Company up at KFJC Radio called Gnarly Reef. Before that, the Dr. Frankenstein, or is it Frankenstein, did She Devil's Stroll. That comes from a CD called Crime Scenes and Murder Songs. The Bitch Boys did In the Hall of the Mountain King from their Ride the First Wave CD. The Killer Bananas did The Joker's Wild. Ninth Wave did the title cut from their CD Creepsters from the Deep. And Little Straitjackets from Twist Party did Mad Scientist. Thanks again again for... slow down. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and hope you enjoyed this Halloween special, and hope you're having a great Halloween evening, and don't get too crazy. Thought I'd wrap you up. That comes right from the mummy, I guess, huh? Thought I'd tuck you in bed with a little bedtime story here, courtesy of Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. I've always liked this song. It's more of a story than it is a song, I guess. It's called Big Baby, and I've always kind of liked it. So have a good night's sleep, everybody. This is Clint Beachwood. It's been a Day at the Beach podcast number 38. Halloween 2011.
Here. What you digging for? It's a secret, kid, but I guess I can tell you. We're digging for buried treasure. Wow, really? How'd it get in Mr. Pinkster's backyard? It was put there by monsters, yeah. This is monster treasure. Cool, hey. My dad's got a shovel. Can I help too? Sorry, kid, I don't think so. Okay, Tony, leave these men alone. They have work to do. But I want to help find monster treasure. Can I, Mr. Pinkster? Can I, please? Don't give me any of your back talk, young man. Just climb down from there and let these men get back to work. Your name isn't Mr. Pinkster. It's Mr. Stinkster. Later, at Tony's house, I don't want to hear another word out of you. Just settle down and go to sleep. Okay, good night, Mom. 30 seconds later. Wow, I wonder what kind of treasure monsters would bury. I wish I could. Hey, something's moving down there. Jeez, looks like one of those monsters. Mom, Dad, come quick, it's a monster. All right, Tony, what is it this time? Look, monsters in Mr. Pinkster's backyard. I'm not kidding. There's nothing down there but a hole. I think you've been watching a few too many spook shows for your own good. But it really was there, Dad, really. Do you want me to plug in your nightlight, son? Ah, Dad, that's baby stuff. 1 hour later. There it is again. But it's carrying something. Looks like a man. Oh, no. Now it's calling back in the hole with him. Oh, no. Mom! I'm losing my patience with you, young man. If you don't... Mom? Could you plug in my nightlight? I promise I'll be good and go to sleep.